Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Well, greetings. Hello. Welcome to this broadcast today. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. And we're coming to you week by week. We're coming to you with this dynamic broadcast. This broadcast is all the way live. I'm coming to you. And we want to thank you for tuning in week by week. We tend to think of this more as a movement. Yes, it's Health by Design Radio broadcast. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And, of course, God wants you whole in every area, health, three dimensions, spirit, soul, and body. That's you, right? When you're looking in the man in the mirror, you say, I think I'm going to make a change today. Quoted from one of our favorite biblical scholars, Michael Jackson. Ha, 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 God. God bless the king. May he rest in peace. But I tell you, you want to make a change today. You want to look yourself in the mirror and say, what is it that I can change about me? What is it that I can improve? God made me whole. God, I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. I tell you, well, radio listeners, again, we want to welcome you to the radio broadcast of Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Sarette Sands. This month is, of course, American Heart Health Month, Healthy Heart Month. Your heart matters. Your health matters. Know your numbers. Think smart. Eat smart. And just take care of your health. And we're going to bring you some extra information this month. We're going to have some exciting broadcast coming forth this month. We're going to ask you to join in this month where we'll be having a special guest on talking about the detoxing your heart. And, wow, that's going to be powerful. So I look forward to hearing from our very own guest speaker on that. And we'll get you more information. We'd like you to go to www.alphahealthrx.com. You can give us a call, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, friend us, go ahead and subscribe to the newsletter because a lot of times we'll have this information as to who's going to be hosting, who's going to be coming on, what the programs are, and we have programs that we're available for health, okay, again, because we're addressing your health in all three dimensions, and we want you healthy and we want you whole in every area. And when we come back, again, today, before we take our break, I want to let you know that we're talking about five pillars of a healthy heart. You know, your heart is an essential organ. And, of course, while, heart disease has dropped, deaths injuries the fatality and deaths or the disease, a heart disease in terms of, the negative effects and end results, and which ultimately lead to death has dropped in recent years. Still the number one killer of Americans. Remember, heart disease is the number one killer. Hello. But the good news is that now we have more ways and we know more about how to prevent cardiovascular disease, and which would include strokes and heart attacks. And so we want to talk to you a little bit today about, we're going to focus actually on five pillars of a healthy heart. And I'll talk to you a little bit today about stress management because we still continue and we know that we do live in a stressful world, a stressful environment. Sometimes you can be humming along. Well, all right, my singing's not that great, but you can be humming along, going about your business, and all of a sudden someone pulls out in front of you, and then all of a sudden that peaceful outlook, that peaceful, serene state of mind, kind of all of a sudden you're just like, oh, you know, you got that adrenaline flowing, your facial expressions start to change. You almost watch it, but you almost raise that hand and give them that finger. But, no, I know Christian people, you don't do that. But at any rate, the thing is that, you know, your state of contentment could be due to change based on what you perceive as a threat, what you perceive as something that you know, your body or your mind and your emotions feel threatened by, and then it turns into a reaction, and then that also maybe turn into stress. So we want to deal a little bit about stress and stress factors, stress reaction, but more so how maybe we can deal with or prevent stress and the negative impact, the negative end results of stress and the stress reaction. So we're going to deal with that on the radio today, but we're going to give you your five pillars. We're going to talk a little bit about five pillars of a healthy heart. And then we're going to talk about the stress and stress reaction. When we come back, I want to give you just a little bit of a word nugget, and then we will go right into a discussion today. Now, call somebody up. Let them know we're on the line of Health by Design Radio program. I'm your host, Rhett Sands, and we thank you for tuning in today. And we will be right back when we have a quick, right after we have this quick announcement from the announcer.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, bless the Lord, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design Radio program. We're going to be talking about five pillars of a healthy heart today, and we're going to talk a little bit, maybe a little bit more in depth about a stress factor. And before we go into that, I want to talk to you a little bit about what the Bible says about the heart. And, you know, God has something to say about it. I mean, the heart is very important. The heart is tied into your very own spirit, man. We talk about getting to the heart of the matter. And so the heart is very important, spiritually speaking, as well as naturally speaking, of course. And then, you know, if you get the this month's newsletter, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the anatomy of the heart, what goes into, you know, you have four atriums in the heart, and you have right atrium, left atrium, right ventricle, left ventricle, and all of these things function tied into your blood vessels, circulating blood, giving oxygen throughout the whole body system. Every organ in the body is dependent on that blood that's flowing, and then the master machinery, the heart, that's pumping that blood out to all of the organs, all of the cells, and just replenishing, and then circling back around through the veins, and then getting oxygenized, and then getting back out to those organs. I mean, what a powerful organ. In Psalm 51:10, it says, and we need to remember, it says, create in me a clean heart. The psalmist David's talking, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. So we know that we have to have a clean heart, and we have to have the right spirit. So this heart is connected to the very own spirit that you know. You remember, you are a spirit, and you live in a body. You possess a soul. Okay, so that spirit, which the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within your spirit, but your spirit has to be clean, and it has to be renewed, and it has to be right, so that you can prosper. And let's look at you know, Matthew 5:8 says, blessed, and blessed is empowered to prosper. Blessed or empowered to prosper are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So how many would love to see God, and how many want to be blessed? that means that you have to have your a pure heart. And so we say we want a clean heart. We're asking God to come in, cleanse up our heart, create in us a clean heart, and renew, make new again, the right spirit within us. And that has to tie into your heart. And then Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall not maybe shall see God. And you can see with your natural eyes, and I'm just want, but you know, the Bible also says you cannot look on God and live, because and he dwells in this this light, this unapproachable light. But at the same time, what we're talking about is seeing God. You can see it with your spiritual eyes. You can sense his presence. You can see what he's created. You can see the miracles, signs, and wonders. You can see God in many forms. But, you know, you have to have a pure heart. Let's give you one more scripture, and then we will take a break and dive right into our five pillars. Proverbs. Well, let's give you two more in Proverbs. Proverbs 5:6 says, trust in the Lord with all, not some, all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And he also, another translation says, he would, the English Standard Version says, he will make your path straight. But you have to trust in him. How? With all your heart. So a heart is such a very important vessel. It's a very important structure. It's very important to have, create, ask the Lord to create in you a clean heart, renew the right spirit. In Hebrews 4, and Matthew 5:8, pure in heart, for they shall see God. And Proverbs comes along and says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 4:23, again, remember the scripture, write it down, meditate on these things day and night. You have good success. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart. Now, listen to me, saints of God, men and women of God, listen to me. I see something here. It says, keep your heart. Now, that's your heart. So you don't have to worry about your sister's heart, your mother's heart, your brother's heart, your cousin's heart, the preacher's heart, the deacon's heart, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, the other saint's heart. You can pray for everyone's heart that it will be lined up and it will be pure, but it says you keep your heart with all vigilance. So, you know, people say we're burning we're having a candlelight vigil. So they're standing out there all night long or half of it, all night long, holding up a candle in the vigil, and maybe something happened to someone, they're holding a candle in honor to them, or it's some kind of thing that they're going through with this candle, but it's a vigil. So that means that they're being very diligent and staying in place. So, but, you know, the Bible says, Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all vigilance. So that means that you have to really be purposeful and mindful and protectful and intentful about keeping your heart with all due diligence, keeping it by, again, we said, Matthew 5:8, having a pure heart, as well as Psalm 51:10, having a clean heart, but asking God to create in me a clean heart and renew in me the right spirit, which will give me also the right heart, okay? And Proverbs 4:23 says, your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the issues of life. And another translation says, springs of life. So, you know, if there's issues, you know, the woman had an issue of blood. Who is to say that it was not something, when we have issues, that's in our hearts, that's at the root cause of the issue? So if we guard our heart and keep our heart with all vigilance, you know, renewing our mind, you know, concentrating, thinking those things on what is good, what is pleasurable, what is right. All these things, think thee on, and you will have you will create in yourself a state of being where you're renewing your mind, and as well as creating a clean heart, pure heart with all bitterness, for out of it flows the issues of life, and it also springs forth life. So if we have, we create ourselves a clean heart, we renew our mind, renew our heart, and also as Psalm 51 says, asking the Lord, creating me. Because then at some point, you know, when you get out of yourself and you release you, who you are, to become who he is, who he has created you to be, then at that point he can work with us and he can create in you a clean heart. So the Bible says in Psalm 51:10, and you know, how many know that David, you know, David, the Psalms by written by David, and he's a psalmist, and he's a praiser, and he's a worshiper, and he's somebody that God says that this is a man after my own heart. I mean, wow. But then he's saying to God, create in me a clean heart. So whatever it is that I'm going through, whatever it is that is pressing on my heart, that is keeping me from the things that I need to be pure and the things that I can receive, you're a right spirit, a renewed spirit, okay? So first get my heart right, and then I can be able to receive the right spirit, a renewed spirit in me. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Praise God, saints. I hope that you enjoyed the nuggets, the meat of the word. You're feasting on that. And we'll come back and give you a little bit, a few more natural principles on and talk a little bit about the five pillars of a healthy heart. I tell you, we'll be right back. Hope you're enjoying that today.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back, radio listening audience. I am your host, Rhett Sands, and you know God wants you whole in every area of your life. Well, it is so, and we're coming to you week by week. This is the Health by Design radio program, and today we're talking to you about five pillars of a healthy heart. This is American Heart Health Month, and you know, we talked a little bit about the heart and the importance and essential areas of heart health, and we talked a little bit about, and we gave you some spiritual nuggets that you can meditate on as well. When we talk about, we take a look at, and we can take a look at pillars of a healthy heart. These are just five pillars that we have said that we would take a look at. If we took a look at healthy heart education, nutritional health, a component of nutritional health, emotional and mental health, pain management, healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. Those are five pillars that if we take a look at those five pillars, we can begin to see and understand a little bit better of how we can maintain, we can strive for, and we can create heart health to become healthy in that area and across some other areas as well. Now, healthy heart education, know your numbers. Know your cholesterol numbers. HDL, which is the good cholesterol, and LDL, the bad. HDL is high density. LDL, low density. You might think, because of the way it sounds, low density would be better. But in the case of low density, that means that it's lightweight, and those particles, those particular component of cholesterol, those particular particles float easily and then adhere to your blood vessels. So that's why you want to know that's what we call the bad cholesterol. We want that number not to be low or to be within range. And we want the and those make up your total cholesterol number. Of course, you know, the total cholesterol should be under 200, but then they break that down further into HDL and LDL. And then the LDL, you want to watch that as well. And there's supplements that can help with that, you know, omega-3, fish oils, flaxseed oil. You know, if you need more information on that, we'll share that as well. Have your blood sugar levels checked for diabetes. Okay, we're talking about healthy heart education, some things that will contribute to heart health. Do not smoke cigarettes, you've heard that before, or other tobacco products. Eat for your heart health. You know, of course, we talk about fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and, you know, the heart-healthy foods, as well as, you know, tomato lycopene. Foods rich in antioxidants are good as well. Get regular physical activity, at least 30 minutes of moderate physical activity on most of all days of the week. And even walking. Some people ask me, well, you know, I can't stress myself out with too much heavy strenuous exercise. I don't want to overdo it and you know, so on and so forth. Most people can walk. So I would recommend at least walking. You can walk in your neighborhood. Maybe you can go to the mall, somewhere safe. If you don't feel comfortable in certain places, go to the park. But, you know, walk. And, you know, we've heard people say, well, you know, sometimes people go to the mall, they go to the grocery store, and, you know, they circle around because they're looking for a parking space up front. They want to be the first or second parking space. But take that parking space a little farther away and walk. And when you walk, walking is not just, you know, walking a little bit in a circle motion for a short period of time. That's why they say the 20, 30 minutes, because you need to be consistent so you can build up your heart rate and strengthen those heart muscles. Another tip, aim for a healthy weight. And, you know, of course, that has to do with that ties into exercise, you know, watching your caloric intake, eating the right food, low-fat, low-sodium foods, low-carbs, and things like that. You know, again, fruits and veggies are should be more of a percentage of your plate. As a matter of fact, for diabetic persons or even people who are pre-diabetic or concerned about not having an incidence of a high blood sugar reading, you know, they suggest if you look at your plate, your round circular plate, and you cut you make a division right in half, right down the middle of the plate. The right side of the whole right half of your plate should be veggies, okay? Then if you do the second half of your plate and divide it in two halves, which would be a quarter and a quarter, then you could have starch and you can have your meat. So remember, the majority of our food intake from fruits and vegetables and whole grains, you know, sometimes the nuts, the granola, the different grains. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about heart education. Also knowing, just the last little tip about heart health education or just, you know, health education. We're talking about the heart in particular, but, you know, no signs and symptoms of a heart attack. I mean, everybody would hope to never, that they or the loved one would never have any incident of being affected by a heart attack, but it's important to seeking help. The reason why it's important to know signs and symptoms and getting information, getting education, not that you expect anything to happen, but you want to have the knowledge base. We're about educating people and empowering people here. That's the program. You tune in to Health by Design radio program. Make sure you tune into the right program. But we're about health, education, and information. And so if you know the signs and symptoms of a heart attack or stroke or anything like that, and, you know, of course, you have that heavy pain and pressure on the chest, pain that's radiating to the arm. Some people say, you know, well, I might mistake it for gas. But if you're not sure, you're in doubt, go ahead and seek immediate attention. Usually this pressure and pain, it doesn't subside. It's a heavy presence and it's radiating pain to the arm or the limbs. But at the same time, know the signs and symptoms of a heart attack or stroke and things like that, so you can get immediate attention, because if we get in there, get the help that you need, get emergency care, then, you know, there is, you know, the less damage or the less effect that may have. Okay, so we're going to talk, missing a couple of key more points here, and then we're going to We're going to you know, give you a little bit of information about stress and stress management. These are important tips to help with our quest to be heart healthy. Nutritional health is important. Nutritional supplements such as nitrous oxide, which is more information coming out. Hopefully you all have heard of CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. They talk about the ubiquitol form of that being a little bit more enriched with the powerful antioxidants that are needed to protect the heart. Of course, you know, garlic. People say, well, I don't like the odor. You know, if you take garlic capsules, you can get odor-free. If you use garlic, you know, within your food, that's fine. And you can, you know, even, you know, grind it or however you see fit. So garlic as well as zinc are some of the supplements that have been shown to improve and help with regard to supporting heart health. Emotional and mental health components, as we know, emotions are related to our, you know, we are a triune being within your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So part of you are emotions. I mean, people say, oh, don't get so emotional, or you're being emotional, or that's too emotional. But one thing is true, you have emotions. You know, I mean, the positive emotions, you know, joy and laughter and things that are elating and encouraging. You know, so you know, those you welcome. It's just the poor emotions, the stressful, the angry, the mad, the malice and envy and strife and all those things are emotions. And the Bible talks about that as well, you know. And we just talked about guarding your heart, you know, because then these turn into issues. So pain management. We talk a little bit more about all these things in this month's newsletter. I'll go ahead and get that. Pain management. You know, if you're in pain, you're not going to feel good and you're not going to feel well. So get the help you need there. Just a little bit about healthy cardiovascular maintenance, maintaining healthy blood pressure. You know, getting a fit heart, getting stress tests done if you need it. You know, and looking at the diet, you know, eating a diet that's healthy, that features, again, plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains and foods that will, and then healthier choices, lower in sodium and salt, which, you know, salt is comprised of sodium. And you know, of course, we talked about weight loss and physical activity. This month's newsletter, go ahead and subscribe. Go to our Facebook page at Alpha Health. And Nutrition Rx or Alpha Health Rx on the Facebook page, go ahead and subscribe to the newsletter right there. We have a link there because this month's newsletter will feature a tool for estimating your 10-year risk of having a heart attack. And again, some of the things that are necessary to talk about may not be things that may not be things that people want to talk about, but it's necessary because, you know, if you or not helping yourself, then perhaps, no doubt, you may be able to help someone else. And you'll be surprised when that need might arise for helping someone else. Well, when we come right back, we'll go to this last few minutes of our program, just talking a little bit about stress management.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, thank you, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. We thank you for tuning in this week. You know, in closing, we're talking a little bit about stress management, fighting stress with healthy habits, you know, laughter, talk with your friends, engage in physical activities, embrace things that you are able to change, and just pray about the things that you cannot change and release them. And remember to laugh and give up your bad habits. Try to slow down a little bit. Get enough sleep, get organized, and give to somebody else, volunteer, give back. These are ways that will improve your mental health and your stress level, because these are things that makes your heart merry. And do not worry. I know it doesn't sound easy, but that's the Bible says, you know, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And again, I am so glad you're tuning in today. I'm your host, Rhett Sands. Until next week, tell somebody, love on somebody, and have a healthy heart month.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.